earn a living. You probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the $1 billion valuation of
Balogun and Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of...
And Balogun Street.
The maximum I will spend on fuels on fro was 4,000.
On Balogun and Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
Welcome back to Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 2 minutes past five. Lagos, how can you protect your property from land grabbers? Now, this is a problem in many parts of Nigeria, but it's an especially big problem here in Lagos. It's so rampant, in fact, that there's now a Yoruba word for land grabbers. I found out about it while I was doing my research for this show. Now, I'm going to say the word, but I'm sure that I'm going to murder the pronunciation. So thank God Rotimi is on the line, so he'll help me correct me. But the word is Ajagungbale. I hope I got it right. I'm told that it means one who uses warfare to get land. So just like a moneylender use extortion to get money from people who are buying land or building, Ajagunbale collects money from one person to chase another person off of their land. And this problem got so serious that the Lagos State Government stepped in with a law and a task force. And that's our big hard fact today. Under the Lagos State Property Protection Law of 2016, anyone who uses force to steal somebody else's land can be sentenced to 10 years in prison. Now, that law is 5 years old, and yet, since then, we've still seen lots of land grabbing in the state. The law creates a task force dedicated to enforcing court judgments about land grabbing. But that leaves open the question of the court system itself and whether the court system is responsive to justice and equity when it comes to land matters. We're going to try and answer that today, but we're also going to be asking why we have so many land grab cases in Lagos. We'll talk about the ways that you can protect yourself when you're searching for land to buy, as well as what government should be doing to eradicate land grabbing. Joining me to talk about this is someone who knows a thing or two about the efforts to end land grabbing and protect citizens from land grabbers. He's a real estate lawyer. He was listening when we were talking about this last week. He even called into the show to share his comments, and I told him we're going to give him a call back, and he'll be a guest on the show. Rotimi Adeniji, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Sandra, for having me.
So, first things first, did I pronounce it correctly?
Yes, you got it right.
Yes. Woo. Lagos, we want to hear from you as well. Let me know your questions for our guest. Tell me your story with land grabbers as well. Have you or anyone you know been a victim of land grabbers? What happened? How did the matter end? What do you think is behind the high occurrence of land grabbing? What do you think government can do to end it? What do you think people can do in the meantime to protect themselves? What did you do to protect yourself? 0700-993-993-993 if you're male. If you're female, 014-657-190. Rotimi, why is land grabbing so common here in Lagos? How did it start?
Why? Again, I'm grateful for having me, Sandra. Now, let's just understand that it has historical perspective. And essentially at the center of this problem, because it's a problem and a public menace, is money. And when you have money as a driving force,
right,
without being properly guided, you are going to have a loose canon of offense. And Lagos is peculiar because the forces that drive things in Lagos, land is Lagos' gold. You must acknowledge that.
Okay.
And from the colonial days, even pre-colonial, if you understand the geographical location of Lagos, surrounded, an island surrounded by water, that means you have limited land in any way. Configure, if you configure it, you have essentially what is called Lagos mainland in one part and the Lagos island. As far back as 1920, if I may remember, Ahmadu Tijani and, you know, governor of Southern Nigeria, the case went as far as the House of the Lords. And they even find a problem because they could, did not understand at that time what is the character and nature of our ownership. Do you have family holdings? Do you have individual, you know, ownership? And because, you know, under the English law, you have a freehold. The freehold is you buy, and the land becomes your own. And then you go and register.
Right.
And they have leasehold. That is interest less than freehold is what we call leasehold. But in our own case, they have a peculiar problem because, you know, you have a family holding where the head of the family stand as the, you know, more or less a trustee and other principal members. And until when the land is partitioned, you can't have individual ownership. That is out of the family ownership. You can buy. It becomes yours. That is single ownership. But when a land has a character of being jointly owned by a family, an individual cannot alienate. And that's the cause of the problem. Because in most cases, from that time, several families, several litigations, and the prominent ones, I can, for the purpose of this show, remember Ogubambe and Naboaba. Ogubambe and Naboaba went as far as the West African Court of Appeal, which was WACA. It was our highest court at that time. And that court was gracious enough to warn buyers of land that you better beware, because what you are buying,
hello, Rotimi, are you there? Hello? Rotimi, are you there? Oh, I think we have lost the connection to Rotimi, so we're going to try and give him a call back so he comes back and joins the conversation. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info, and we're talking about land grabbing today. You know, how can you protect your property from land grabbers? Rotimi Adeniji is a lawyer with a lot of knowledge about that particular sector, that particular problem that I told you when we started is so rampant in Lagos. There is a word for people who use force to collect land. And according to Rotimi, I pronounced the word correctly. Let's try it again. Ajagungbale. Okay. All right. Yeah. And according to Rotimi, I got the pronunciation correctly. And he was telling us the history of this problem. He was talking just now before the network did us dirty about why that problem is so common here in Lagos, about how it started. And he was giving us a very nice historical anecdote there. And I do hope we are able to get him back on the line so that he can continue that story, because I was quite enjoying it as a student of history myself. Some of the things I'm hoping that we can talk about today include why we have so many land grab cases in Lagos, the ways that you can protect yourself when you're searching for a land to buy, as well as what government should be doing to eradicate this problem. Rotimi Adeniji is back on the line. Thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you, Sandra.
Sorry about the disconnection.
No, our Nigerian problem, we'll get over it.
Right, go ahead. You were telling us about the court.
I was saying about the WACA, Ogubambe and Naboaba.
Yes.
The takeaway, which I think is still relevant these days, is that it's caveat emptor, what you normally see being, you know, pasted all over the place.
Right.
Every buyer, you have to be aware. And let it take away, you are giving them a billion, you know, naira takeoff now. For every buyer of land, you know, somebody that wants to take something from you, your grantor, in this case, or vendor, he has nothing to lose once you part with your money. And you can't get your land. Always, always. Because what you are buying, people don't know. You see a land, or to use the word as a synonym now, a property that you like. The title is what you are buying. When you get it right from the beginning, even when it enters into litigation that is going to court, you must have documentations to show, to prove before the court. And the Supreme Court, I stand to be corrected, as far back as 1976, in the case of Idudun and Okumagba, they recognized 5 ways of ownership by which you can prove your title. For the benefit of our listeners, just narrow it down to maybe 3 now.
Okay.
You have a traditional way which they recognize that because people were not literate, there are oral history from one generation to another.
Right.
Attached that will tell your father, your great grandfather is the owner and you become an owner.
Right.
The other one, which is very important, and I think this is what triggered our conversation. Is that the case of that widow?
That's right.
You need to have a title document well executed. A title document well executed where you buy from this omonile, that is the traditional orders that in the later metamorphosed to Ajagunbale.
Okay, we're going to call Ritumi back. The networks are trying their best today, but they will not sabotage us. We will have this conversation, whether the networks like it or not. So please bring Ritumi back on, and we'll continue this conversation. We haven't even gone far. We're just starting out, and it's gotten so good already. Wow. So, for instance, I want to know if the land protection law has had any effect on land grabbing in Lagos. That's one of the questions that I have for Ritumi, if we get him back on the line. I do hope the call screener is listening, and I do hope that she's trying to call him back at the moment. Doesn't look like she's there. Okay, I don't want to say her name, because she hates it when I do that. Oh, she's there. Okay, great. So she's making the call right now. It's 14 minutes past 5. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. If I decide to stop taking calls right now, it may make it difficult to get Ritumi back on the line. So I'm not going to take calls just yet until we have Ritumi back on the line, because we all know how Nigerian phone callers do. They just, you know, call you and clog up the whole lines. All right, Ritumi is back here. Hello. Thank you again, and sorry that the network is jealous of our love.
Hello.
Hi, welcome back.
Yes, sorry again.
It's okay.
We'll get over this.
Yes, we will. Go ahead.
So, now, the proper documentation means that you must have a proper document from your buyer, I mean from your vendor, from your grantor. In the case of families, what the law recognizes is that, you know, in most cases, you have not an individual as the owner now. Several branches. In some cases, they have as many as 7 branches. There must be the signature of the head of the family. This is very important.
Okay.
And other principal members of that family. Where you have the signature of the head of the family alone, without other principal members. What the law says, by several line of cases, up to the highest court, is that that purchase, that buy, when it is contested, it is voidable.
Wow.
Listen to me, ma'am. If the signature or the consent of the head of family is not in that transaction, maybe one of the members of the family, the principal member of that family, says to you, without the consent of the head of the family, that transaction is void.
Wow.
That is the law.
I'm not thinking about all the land I've ever bought, and I'm wondering.
No, because people don't know.
Wow.
You know, conveyancers. And unfortunately, we are largely in an illiterate society whereby consequences of actions are not properly sanctioned. So, in most cases, and that's why I say it's the most relevant, the other one, which I think they have discussed, acts of positive possession, long ownership, you know, possession in law, the court said it as far back again, if I remember, 70 Agaega and Wagorego, that 99% of ownership is possession. But that 1%, if a better title holder runs against you, you lose that 99. So, we are, the takeaway now is that when you buy, you know, when people buy land, it's for various reasons. From my experience over 28 years, you buy because more or less ownership of property is a status symbol in this part of the world.
Right.
And some people buy for investment.
Right.
When you buy, probably you bought a land 20 years ago.
Right.
It might probably be in a bush. But when you go to the same location, you'll be shocked. It's been taken over by the push and pull of population pressure.
Right.
So the people you paid then, maybe you pay them 10,000.
Right.
You get to the same land today, maybe it's 100 million.
Right.
They'll be glad to tell you, come and take your money back.
Has the land protection law had an effect on land grabbing here in Lagos at least?
Well, we don't expect to the government now. You know, what I have seen from the sideline is that the people are ahead of government.
Okay. What do you mean?
What I mean is this. The laws should not be static. That public protection law responded to incidents, particularly when these land grabbers were infiltrating into state land. Mind you, you have the state land, land owned by the government. That's where the genesis of that is from the GRA, the Ikoyi, Kenya GRA. Then you have various schemes. The most recent ones, Lekki Scheme 1, Lekki Scheme 2, Abidjo, Magodo. But there was a time, I think there was a governor who was there after Marua, I think the first civilian governor, Shiwaju, part of the Lekki Scheme 1. I think from block 100 or thereabout, very close to where you now have this Lagoon School and all other Standard Chartered Bank area. The owners who got the allottees, they couldn't use it. The Omonilad were disturbing them. The story was that there was a guy from abroad who got an allocation from that place, and they broke his head. So I think the governor at that time was gracious. He moved in. And they use terrible force to destroy these people. And I think the preponderance of those violence led the government to have the public protection, you know, the property law. But I want to believe we ought not to have been at that spot. With respect, the genesis, you know, when people are buying, they are innocent. And in fairly... In fairness to everyone that buy, you want to buy and go to rest. When you have money, you develop. There is the property is undeveloped. The registration law, we need an urgent reform. The land registry, and I think the government should be grateful to you for bringing this into limelight. They needed to reform their registry, their laws. Because the pressure... As at the time those laws were in existence 60 years ago, 70 years ago, it's a different ballgame now.
That's right.
So, they need to look.
All right, we're going to get him back on the line. Unfortunately, the connection dropped again. But we will get Rotimi Adeniji back on the line. Lagos, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 21 minutes. Past 5 o'clock, and we are finding out how you can protect your property from land grabbers. How can you protect your property from land grabbers? I told you that under the Lagos State Property Protection Law 2016, anyone who uses force to steal somebody else's land can be sentenced to 10 years in prison. Now, before the connection dropped off earlier on, Rotimi Adeniji was talking to us about if the land protection law has any effect on land grabbing in Lagos. And he was talking about registries and talking about how that there needs to be a reform there. Rotimi, welcome back, Bele.
Okay. I didn't know you have lost me. Anyway, I just kept on.
Oh, wow. Welcome back.
All right. So for the benefit of our, listeners, your lawyer may not even know. Because you need consent of the governor. Savannah Bank and IG Law established that. For everything you buy, you have to go and get the consent of the governor.
Right.
And when you get to the land registry, they ask you, where are your documents?
Mm-hmm.
You probably have only your receipt of purchase, and the people you bought from, they will probably have to do a survey plan. Now, in cases where you even have what conveyancers will call deed of assignment, there is a need for you to have some clauses there. You won't know this. And they have to now pay 10% consent fee. They have to some other ancillary fees, 2.5, capital gain tax, 5%, 0.something% registration and all that. An average buyer is not conversant with this.
Mm-hmm.
And you may even be more unfortunate that the land you bought is under acquisition because you don't have the benefit of land information.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that, and the people that are selling to you, they know that you can't use the land.
Mm.
So over time, when you see these things and they get back to you and say, please, you have to pay this, you say, I didn't know. And you really don't know. You are innocent.
Mm.
In the interlude of waiting, the land has got appreciation. The people that sold to you, somebody else is there. They will just encourage them and put the structure there. Don't wait. When you come back, you see a structure on your land, mm-hmm. and you start asking, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
So those are the incidents that lead to fraud, and the cases whereby that brought these, social menace of, Ajagunwale. So the government, properly put, is at the center of this thing. And the people too, I will always counsel you that, look, when you are buying, beware. Don't be in a hurry to pay. They will always tell you, pay. Mm-hmm. Don't be in a hurry. Because every land, when you bring in a professional, in most cases, people don't want to pay professionals. You need a registered surveyor. Because the benefit of that is that the registered surveyor that you engage has, the discretionary information that you don't know whether the land is under public acquisition, whether it's not acquired.
Mm.
Because if you scale that hurdle, you are slightly protected. If there has been a previous owner, then your solicitor may come in. If your solicitor messed up, they are liable professionally. They can't escape it. When you buy a land that somebody that is encumbered, they are liable. There are rules of ethics in law that protected you, that if you engage a professional and your professional led you into crisis, you will collect your money back.
Wow.
Yeah. So, the takeaway is that we have to be extra careful. But again, I think the government owe you a duty to be grateful. They needed to reform their laws urgently. It's outdated. Most of the things they ask for, because the intention of people who are contracting, in the global world today, people do a lot of things on telephone.
Mm-hmm.
They do a lot of things on internet. That should not be an exemption.
All right, Rotimi, hold on. We're going to take a break. After the break, though, Lagos will come back and continue this conversation. After the break, I'll give you a chance to call Rotimi with your questions because I'm sure you have a lot of questions. I will beg Rotimi to join us next week, Monday, as well. He'll be on the line. He'll be here after the break so you can ask him questions, but I'll beg him off air to join us again next week, Monday, because there are so many questions I have that I feel he will do justice to. If you're listening to Hard Facts, My name is Sandra Ezekwesili. I'm your host. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. And every day we take a look at one policy issue or the other. Let's take this break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Have your
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
This is Hard Facts.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili Lagos, and we have Rotimi Adeniji on the line with us. He's been answering questions about land grabbing here in Lagos, talking about how it started, why it's such a common problem, and if the land protection law it has been adequate. I have so many questions, but I'm sure you do as well. So let's prioritize your questions. 0700-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. If you're female, the number to call is 014-657-190. Again, 014-657-190. That's the number for only our female callers. If you're male and you call that number, we're going to drop the call. But if you are male, call 07000-993-993-993. Let's hear your story with land grabbers. Let's hear your question for Rotimi Adeniji. Let's hear what you think government needs to do to put an end to this problem. Let's also hear what you think people can do in the meantime to protect themselves from land grabbers. Oluwafemi Napapa, welcome.
Sandra, good evening.
Good evening.
And good evening to the intelligent lawyers. so insightful, really.
Yeah.
Yes. Because we are just emerging from a not so civilized, illiterate, non-metropolitan society, if you agree with me, Sandra,
okay.
The process of land, the process of exchange of land as a property suggests or gives rise to all sorts of controversy. Okay. Now, let me quickly paint a scenario so that the lawyer can contribute.
Okay.
Yes. So, because land as a property, you know, validates your social status. So, a lot of traditional rulers use that to validate their power. Right.
Right.
Now, take for example, an Oba gifts a land to a family.
Right.
And then, three generations down the line, that family probably the first principle of that actions are dead and gone, right?
Right.
So someone to make him come up and say this land belongs to my father,
right?
So that is really the basis of this land issue we are talking about. It's all about our traditional system not conforming to the latest trend with respect to the English law,
right.
How land is supposed to be acquired.
Right.
Yes, so I would love the lawyer to lay more emphasis on communal land. What does it take to own land in a community?
All right,
like in a communal basis.
Okay, Oluwafemi, thank you very much for calling. I'll remember that question because it ties to another question that I personally have. Mrs. Favor is in Bariga. Hello, Mrs. Favor.
Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. My greetings to barrister.
Go ahead.
My problem is that I have two plots of land.
Okay.
And I registered them as far back as 2001 in the land office.
Okay.
Just about 10 years ago, somebody went there and now took half of the land because it's two plots.
Okay.
And each time I want to do anything on the land, the person will come and clear that side that is her own now.
Ah.
So I don't know what to do about it. I'm like, what kind of crap is this now?
All right, Mrs.
Favor. You know, so it's been a problem for me now. It's been an ongoing problem. So I don't even know where to start. My land was registered in land, but I was pursuing the sea of coal. But along the line, my lawyer was collecting money and not doing it, so I stopped paying him.
Okay.
If not, I would have gotten the sea of coal since. about 2002 or 2003. My lawyer started business, but I registered in land, and I went to do a search in 2013, and it's still in the computer in land.
Hmm.
And I had the certificate they gave me that for the search.
Okay, all right.
So I don't know how to go about this lady now.
Okay, all right. So Barrister Deniji is going to help with that question. Thank you very much, Mrs. Favour, for calling.
Okay,
keep listening, all right?
Okay,
yeah, keep listening. So we've got two questions so far. Oluwafemi wants to know more about communal lands. And then we have Mrs. Favour, who's talking about her own land where another woman has encroached, allegedly, upon half of her plot, even though she has all the papers complete with a registry and a certificate. Now, we've already picked a call from Mr. Tony, so I'll take his question as well, and then we're going to answer the three questions at once. Is that okay, Mr. Deniji?
It's okay, please, let's go on.
All right, Mr. Tony, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Am I speaking with Sandra?
Yes, you're talking to Sandra now.
Sandra, please, I want to talk to your guest.
Yes, he's here. Go ahead.
I have a problem of this land gaba. I bought a land in Ikorodu through cooperative. Then after buying the land, because we are staying at Agbado, I did not follow them to develop it immediately or to clear the bush, because it was that place was bush that time. But all of a sudden, because they sold the company that is Nikon, I was working with Nikon, because they sold Nikon, and they know very well that the cooperative was not working again. Members of that family came to sell those the ones that are remaining, and my own is involved, and I have all the documents. I don't know how to go about it. I have been there several times, but anytime I go there, they will continue telling me the colleagues there, my former colleagues that are staying there, that has developed their own area. They will start protecting, doing this, doing that, but I don't know. I have called a lawyer to seek his own opinion. But I don't know. Since you are with that the
lawyer,
I don't know how he can advise me on it.
Okay. All right.
At Bubo. In Ikorodu.
All right, keep listening. I'm sure he'll have some counsel for you. Barrister Deniji, over to you.
Okay, Sandra.
Yeah.
Now, let's get some principles here. And these are very important. You always hear something that, like, nemo dacuit non habet. It's a Latin maxim.
Okay.
In ordinary parlance, it means that what you don't have, you can't give it.
Okay.
Now, the second principle related to that is that you cannot put something on nothing. Those principles are very important to guide these questions. With respect to the communal land, you know, I started by saying that ownership, there are variants, you know. And I remember your guest on COVID, the guy from Yale, he said you only go to experts to solve your problems.
That's right.
Now, a proper understanding of communal land is that the land belongs to a particular family.
Okay.
In Yoruba land, there are extreme distinctions between land belonging to an Oba, a stool land, a family land, and an individual land.
Okay.
If you buy, allegedly from a king now, another must have a title to give you. You can't give what you don't have. You remember our principle? The mother called not have it. So if another says what he does not have to you, because it's another, you may think it's another, but he doesn't have anything to give. So you bought nothing.
Oh, wow. I'm learning so much. Wow.
Now, let's graduate to the family now. I told you the principle earlier. If you buy from a family, the head of the family and principal members of that family must consent. They must sign your document.
if any of your them is missing, if the head of the family is missing in your seat, is his voice. If the head of the family alone signs without other principal member, it is voidable. That means you still have some chances to have that property if you litigate.
Hmm.
So I think that's how to solve Femi's, you know,
question. Okay.
Now, if you go to the Mrs. Favor, the registered land, I see a mix up there.
Okay.
Because is that land actually registered? Because you can't have a dual title. Or is it that you have a certificate of occupancy registered?
Okay.
Or you have what you can call a variant of conveyance, deed of assignment, contract of sale, call it whatever name, registered. So you can't, you neither know. You understand?
Okay.
So Mrs. Sewon needed to actually check the title in her custody.
Okay.
Because the problem is that you may think you have a registered title. Because usually what you have in registration is this. You have, I'm just giving an example.
Right.
The CFO is in my front, 63/63 in volume 1617. That is registered. You see, it's written at the stamp at the back of your document. That means your title is registered. Where there are two registrations, and nowadays, because of the mess in the land registry, they are avoiding it now, because once they register the key eating, by the time the second registration is due, they will flag it and say, oh, you have to go and resolve this thing. They will not register the second one.
But she said, she went to the registry and they checked in the computer and it's still registered to her.
No, there is a difference from an inchoate title and a registered title. Inchoate title means that you're filing for registration.
I see.
When you take your documents to them and they take it from you and acknowledge it, they could key it into their system. You understand?
Okay.
And it's an ongoing process until the final stage whereby you pay stamp duties and registration fees. And they will register. And normally, you will see that thing that I said. You have a number, something slash something in volume something of the Lagos Land Registry, Alausa or Ikeja. That is registered.
Ah.
That is a title you can take before the court of law to ascertain your title.
So what she should do now? What are her options
what
now?
What I will advise her, let her get to Alausa, seek an audience. There is a registrar of title.
Okay.
Although in the COVID era now, they will not. They will say you can't see him. You have to write a letter. They will send it in. So alternatively, to fast track, let her look for a lawyer. Send a letter acknowledged by the land registry. The woman must see that that letter is acknowledged because she's preparing a case.
Okay.
If at the time that letter is acknowledged and there is no response from the registrar of title about the status of her title, I think she should be on her way to seek declaration that she wanted to have a title proper.
Okay.
You can sue government, registrar of title.
Okay.
You can sue them.
Okay. All
they're
right
not
then.
Immune to litigations.
All right, then. Then let's move on to Mr. Tony, then.
Yeah, Tony's case, I think I have an idea of where their problems are. Because apart from Nikon, I think there was the old African Petroleum, too, in that Igbobo area, Ikorodu. You know, most of the people that buy through cooperatives, again, we go back to our beginning, you know, where we started from. Do they actually acquire properly? Because most of the representatives of the cooperative unions, you know, they are always be within these. They pay and they go. The people, they are acting on their behalf because those land they are buying in parcel, in box, invariably they will partition it. Each of these people, the onus is on them to go and get their title. They won't tell them. It's a different thing if you apply under a global thing that, oh, our cooperative give us a title, and now the cooperative, if registered, will begin to alienate validly. because the same must be valid. In Agboola and UBA, the Supreme Court said the title you are bringing must be genuine. It must be valid. Then the grantor, that is the vendor that sold to you, do they have the capacity to sell? So Mr. Tony must go back, if the cooperative is dissolved, Nikon, by his own narration, again, his documentation, your title must be standing on something. You can't have something on nothing.
Okay.
That's why I said the registry must be open to the world.
All right then. Lagos, let me take more of your questions. I don't know if you're enjoying this class as much as I am, because I feel like I'm in class. 0700-993-993-993. If you're male, if you're female, 0146-57-190. 0146-57-190. That's the number for our female callers. Our male callers, call 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. We've got somebody who says, calling police is not helping. Sandra, what do we do? My name is Ade from Ikorodu. I bought a property. I was surprised when land grabbers took over the place with dangerous weapons and pasted that the land is disputed. Without allowing judgment to take place, they are selling our lands and they stayed there for the new buyers to start to erect fence and development. Where calling police is not helping. What can we do? All right, we'll have Barrister Adeniji answer that question. David is in Ibeche. Hello, David.
Hello, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening, David. Welcome.
Yeah. Please, I just want to ask your guest that in a situation whereby the family head and the family secretary sign the receipt issue to the buyer, is it valid?
Okay. All right. He'll answer that question. Thank you, David, for calling. So we've got two questions, and those are the last questions we have, and then we'll let you go, Mr. Adeniji. Go ahead.
Thank you, Sandra. For Adeniji, please, with all sense of respect, you know, the police, they have no business in land transaction. It's a civil matter. You see a property that you like, the vendor has the capacity to grant, you are the grantee or the buyer, you buy, you go. The police take undue advantage of our largely illiterate society, and because the government has created a lacuna, a gap. So, the police, they can't help. They can tell you, bring this, we will get use force. At the end of the day, the bottom line is that, what do you have in your hand? Do you have your title? If you don't have, 100 years coming, you can't transfer. Land is sui generis, it's at least the owner. So, they can't help. I agree with him.
So, what does he do? What can they do?
What he needs to do is that, like I say, at every entry point, let your eyes be open. Because once you pay, once there is an exchange of money, you can hardly get it back. If you sue the people, probably in thought, you can recover your money or damages that they freeze you. That's the only remedy if you can't use your life.
Okay. I think we have time to take one final call, but we still have that question to address from David. Yes.
David again, please just quickly, what is David asking?
David said, if you have a land that was signed by the head of the family and the secretary.
You see, for David, if your receipt is signed by the head of the family and the secretary, it's valid.
Okay.
It's valid.
All right.
And in addition to that, he must be put into possession. So, David, if you have a receipt of purchase signed by the head of the family and the secretary and your survey, you must insist that you want her to be put in possession.
All right.
Once you are in possession, then you can then go and perfect your title.
Very last call is Rotimi Taiwo. Rotimi Taiwo is in Ikeja. Rotimi, very quickly, we're out of time.
Oh, okay. Yes, I just want to commend Mr. Rotimi with you there. And I want to just make this observation known to people. especially those people that subscribe with these all these estates. Mr. Rotimi said you cannot give what you don't have. Most of these estates selling land, they tell you that don't worry, we have global, or we are processing, or that we are going to process. Please, I want to sensitize people. They should always ask for the document from this estate. I've been a victim. I'm a legal practitioner. Then I'm a victim as well. So I want people to open their eyes very wide. Always ask for that document that gives them that power to sell. Most of them don't have. Most of them don't have. So we should please, because we are going to have a lot of litigation on our hands very soon with all this estate.
Rotimi Taiwo, thank you very much for calling to share your knowledge with us. And Rotimi Adeniji, thank you so much for all you've shared with us today. Like I said, I'm going to beg you off air to come back next week Monday, because I have so many questions. You should see my phone lines. Like, I think the whole of Lagos is calling to ask you questions. So we have to make this a series. So I'm going to beg you and offer you white fowl, white chicken and white ram.
Thank you. Wonderful. You should be a darling of the government.
Thank you, sir. Lagos, that's the much we can take on that subject. If you just joined the show, you missed where we were talking about how you can protect your property from land grabbers, but you can listen again on our podcast. This episode will be available as a podcast on any streaming service. It's available on our website, nigeriainfo.fm. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you listen to podcasts. Go and listen to this episode again so that you can pick up a few things. Now, of course, if you are not able to listen, like I said, I'll beg Mr. Rotimi next week to come back during Madam Landlord, because Madam Landlord happens every other Monday. And on Madam Landlord, we take a look at the real estate industry. So, for instance, we spent almost 2 months talking about what you should know before you sign your tenancy agreement. I think it's time to take that conversation over to lands, you know, what to look out for when you're buying lands, how you can avoid land grabbers. And we have the perfect guest. And guess what? I found him on the show. We were talking about a widow who a bale grabbed her land, allegedly. And he called in, like any regular caller, to give his insights. And from the way he talked, I knew that this person was an expert in the field. And I asked him, are you a lawyer? He said, yes. So I said, please wait, let me get your number. And then, you know, the rest is history, like they say. But yeah, that's it. But I've got 10,000 naira to give away to a lucky person. If you've been listening to the show since we started, then you are most likely going to win. Today's just a minute. We've got two numbers to call. One of the numbers is for male callers, the other number is for female callers, right? But for both numbers, you get 1 minute to answer as many questions as possible correctly. When we come back from this break from our sponsors, Creditville, I'll tell you the number you have to beat, because people have been playing since the morning crossfire. This segment of Hard Facts is brought to you courtesy Creditville.